Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. We have made it to Wednesday, and we are going to go over here and start. All right, from the X-File of Carol Remarks. I reshared something from Ollie London. Notorious billionaire George Soros donates $60 million dollars to the Democrats for the 2024 campaign. Soros has donated the massive sum to the Democracy PAC, a political action committee used to support Democrat candidates and policies. The donation is, to date, the second biggest campaign donation in the 2024 election cycle. Prior to the 2022 midterm elections, Soros also gave Democracy PAC $125 million to help elect progressive Democrats politicians. So there you go. All right. Next up, Jelly Roll. Now, I don't know any of his songs. I don't listen to Jelly Roll. I don't even know what kind of genre he is. Is he a country rapper or something? I'm not sure what he does. I know he has tattoos all over his face, and he served prison time, and I think he used to be addicted to drugs, right? Now he's clean and sober, now he's famous and singing. So Jelly Roll, though, is sued by Pennsylvania wedding band with the same name, accused of harming reputation with prison stint. Alright, excuse me. This is from the New York Post, written by Bree Stimson for Fox Business. Jelly Roll is being sued by a Philadelphia-based band with the same name that claims the country star has infringed on its trademark and caused its business irreparable harm. The lawsuit, filed last week, claims the wedding and charitable band Jelly Roll owns the trademark Jelly Roll and has been using the name since 1980, 4 years before the 39-year-old singer was born. The plaintiff, professionally known as Jelly Roll, has been providing musical and vocal accompaniment for celebratory and charitable events first in the Delaware Valley and now throughout the northeast part of the United States since at least 1980, including, among other notable events, two appearances at the White House for President George W. Bush and his family, a lawsuit obtained by Fox Business says. Wow, this might be pretty legit. Conversely, defendant, who was not born until 1984 in Antioch, Tennessee, claims in published interviews that his mother referred to him as Jelly Roll as a small child. The suit claims Jelly Roll's name has caused confusion with who is playing what event in the Northeast and that the country star's fame has destroyed its Google presence. Okay. This is actually becoming, I think, a pretty legit lawsuit. Prior to the defendant's recent rise in notoriety, a search of the name of Jelly Roll on most search engines, and particularly Google, returned references to the plaintiff. The lawsuit says, now any such search on Google returns multiple references to defendant, perhaps as many as 18 to 20 references before any reference to plaintiff's entertainment dance band known as Jelly Roll can be found. Okay, maybe, but as a business person yourself, I mean, I know you're a band and all, but hire somebody who does your website to make sure that your search engine optimization is up to date. Defendant's unapologetic continued infringing acts and conduct unless enjoyed. Okay, I'm not going to read anymore. This is getting confusing now. If you want to go read the rest of that, it's on my X-File. But the next one we may get into a little bit because it may be long. I have it on my X-File. Trump's hush money, New York City trial live updates. And here are four big moments from the first day of ex-president's New York City's hush money trial. Of course, they had to put the ex-president in there, didn't they? And this is written by, oh gosh, let's see. I'm going to open this in the New York Post app. Okay. This is written by a lot of people. Ready? Ben Cockman, Kyle Schnitzer, Priscilla DeGregory, Katie Pelletier, and Christopher Scargiato. I don't even know how to spell it. Okay. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It is long and involved. So you can go read that. I'm going to read a couple of things, though, for you so we can get it started up in here. Okay. Donald Trump was at Manhattan Supreme Court on Tuesday, where he's sitting through jury selection in the first criminal trial against him. Seven jurors have been selected so far to serve on the jury of the former president's trial. The hush money trial began Monday with screening of potential jurors, at least 50 of whom were dismissed immediately. This is the first time a former U.S. president has gone to trial over criminal charges, which stem from six-figure hush money payments the ex-president allegedly made to former porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal ahead of the 2016 election. We all already know that, but this is a good recap. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in an effort to cover up the payments to keep Daniels and McDougal quiet about alleged affairs the women say they had with him. The trial is expected to last about 2 months, and Trump faces up to 4 years in prison if convicted. Don't think for a minute that this man is going to get off scot-free, because he's not. Look where he is. He is in New York, a blue city with raging lunatic liberals. They are going to convict this man. And is it up to the judge to sentence him? I mean, is it up to the judge? Can the judge say, okay, we're not going to send you to prison? Or can the judge say, yeah, you're going to go to prison for all 4 years? Can the judge do that? Is that what the judge does? All right, we will see. And if it's so, this judge is going to send Trump to prison. I believe he will. All right, let's go back to the article. All right, because it's a criminal trial, the former commander-in-chief must show up to court every day that it's in session. So he can't go out and campaign. He has to be there every day. And like I said before, my advice to Donald Trump is every time he's in front of the camera, going in the courthouse, leaving the courthouse, going on lunch breaks, going on whatever other breaks they have, get out there in front of that camera and all you have to say is, vote for Trump. That's it. Don't say any more. Vote for Trump. All right. Let's move on. All right. Trump, I'm going to read a couple of these headlines because they have him in here. They have him embedded within this article. Trump rallies against hush money case, accuses judge of rushing trial. And here are the highlights from day two of the Trump hush money trial. All right, here are the few highlights. Ready? All right, here we go. Justice Juan Merchant accused Trump of intimidating a juror who was called in to clarify the defense's claims of alleged anti-Trump Facebook posts. The judge said that Trump was audibly uttering something before issuing a stern warning. I won't tolerate that. I won't have any jurors intimidated in this courtroom. I will be crystal clear, said the judge. So you mean to tell me that Trump can't lean over and talk to his attorney while this is happening? That's bullshit. This one merchant judge. Shut up. All right, the next highlight. Seven jurors have been selected so far to serve on the jury for Trump's hush money trial. The first batch started at 96 people on Monday, but dwindled down after several bowed out after the first day. Only six were picked following several challenges from both parties for the six-week trial. Next up, the next highlight, Mayor Eric Adams praised court officers for their commitment to maintaining a very orderly environment near Manhattan Criminal Court when he paid a visit to the Trump trial nearby outside the Manhattan Federal Courthouse. And the last highlight is a woman who was dismissed from jury selection said the former president looks exactly like he does on TV. Kara McGee, who works in cybersecurity, was let go from serving due to her commitment to work. She later said that she didn't like Trump. "I don't approve of what he did as president, but the right to a fair trial is extremely important," she said. Well, there you go. There are some highlights for you. And there is a lot more. Here's what we know so far about the six jurors selected for Trump's hush money. The foreperson, or leader of the jury, is married, lives in West Harlem, works in sales, and is originally from Ireland. So they already found a foreperson? They don't even have all the jurors yet? Are there just going to be six instead of 12? I'm not sure. All right, another juror is a young black woman who has friends with opinions about Trump, but said she's not a political person. She said that she respected that Trump always speaks his mind. An Oregon native who works as a corporate lawyer at Gunderson Dettmer, he said they enjoy hiking and running. He has lived in Chelsea for 5 years. A female software engineer who lives in Chelsea, and a 40-year-old Lower East Side resident who said he found Trump fascinating and mysterious. "He walks into a room and he sets people off one way or another," the juror said, who works as an IT consultant. "I find that really interesting. Really, this one guy can do all of this. Wow, that's what I think." Oh my gosh. Okay. And last, a female oncology nurse at Memorial Sloan Kettering who lives in the Upper East Side. 12 people along with few alternates will eventually be selected to serve on the jury. All right, there you go. There's more to that story, but you can go read it. It's super long, but I think it's very informative. I think it would be good for you to go read that. All right, I'm trying to get back to my app here. All right, question of the day. I think I've already done this one, but I want to do it again. Who would play you in a movie about your life? I think I would want Melissa McCarthy to play me. I don't know. I have to see. Melissa McCarthy, I think, would play me well. I think also, oh gosh, who was it? Holly Hunter. I think Holly Hunter would really, that's who I want to play my life. Holly Hunter, play my life in a movie. All right, I think I gotta go.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!